Morella is scared. Would you come out? I'm glad you came tonight. Put it in no schedule. And no schedule, Ria. The Greek hoopalakom is Casey. See, there's four diversities of tongues. And one is for your own edification, two is for interpretation, like this one. And three is the ability to preach in a language you don't know. I've preached in French, Spanish, German, Russian. I preached in all those languages and I don't know any of them. Not real long, but like statements asking questions and then exhorting on something for, say, 2 or 3 minutes in another language. They come up and tell me. I said, I did? They said, yes. I didn't know. But I saw a diameter around you. It just got bigger and bigger. And pretty soon it started filling up with people. Just filling up. And these people looked like they were getting saved. So I would venture to think that it's a lot of your relatives and some things. So something has worked because they're coming in. They are coming in Jesus' name. It's okay. He knows your heart. Yes, what's your name?
Nate.
Yes. Excellent. Nate, he has a gift that you'll be operating in. I mean, don't go try to force it to happen. It'll be a very powerful healing anointing to some, the gifts of healings. So just start, you know, somebody's in pain or something, just start laying your hands on them and praying and watch it develop. Okay? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My head hurts.
I got hands. Really? These signs will follow them that believe. Who? Are you of them? These signs will follow them that believe. Are you of them? Okay, then. Signs. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. They lay hands on the sick. Sick will recover. Speak with new tongues. And cast devils out. Sounded pretty good to me. These signs will follow them that believe. And the hands on the sick. Who's he talking to?
Well, just a select few.
Oh, yeah, he likes the suffering of the masses. Yeah, yeah. No wonder they call that mass. I'm not worthy to put a robe on unless I suffer something. Did you ever see The Mission? If you haven't saw it, watch it. It's a great movie. It's clean. Most of it. Anyway. It's this priest that, you know, he just couldn't get his... He couldn't give enough to get forgiven. He'd get pots on his back and climb up a cliff he could fall off of to torture himself so he would have suffered enough penance. It's so sad watching him try to get free. I wanted to run up there and yell, "You're free." It was a good movie, though. The Court of Hercules. Whatever. But if it hurts you to do this, turn your neck back and forth like that and raise your arms up. If that hurts you, stand up where you're at. Hurts to turn your neck around like this. Or throw your arms up and move them around. If that hurts you, stand up. Yes. Anybody else? Yes, yes. Anybody else? Just stand up. Stand up. All right, what I'm going to do, me and him, is I'm going to count to three. And when I do, I'm going to yell, Jesus. And don't watch out. Don't hit her when you throw your arm up, okay? I'm going to count to three and yell, Jesus. When I do, you throw both arms up like this and do your neck like that. Are you ready? How many believes he's going to take their pain, heal them up? They can stand on their head if they want it, not much less their hands. Are you ready? I think I'll take this one too. Are you ready? Father, I thank you. Is this too hard for you? No. No, no more pain in the neck, the shoulders, freedom of movement. No. No. So I'm going to yell Jesus' name when I throw those arms up. After three, I'm going to count one, two, three, and I'm going to yell, Jesus, when I do, you throw those arms up and turn your neck. Are you ready? One, two, three, Jesus! No, I can't. Freedom. Look at her. She's swimming. Look at her. Check yourself. Touch your toes. Jump up and down. Walk on your hands. Oh. Hallelujah. Gone? Dawn? Gone. When there are three people and it's 100%. Okay, I'll say it. Female problems. It's not a neglected poor husband either. Anyway, he can heal you. If he prays loud enough, he can heal you. And this case, one case is it's bordering on bad. Some turn into something that they can't cure on their own, that kind of thing. I heard so much of that. I've never seen a disease kill anybody that he could heal. Okay, you're actually, I was looking over there, actually, you know, because you were up for the arms and stuff. I was actually looking over there when he said that to me. So, and I didn't get any more information. I just called the whole crowd. So, if you have that, come up front too, please. Or anything, female. I just want you to know that he loves you. And he wants you to know. And that's why he did this. did it because he found something to do it with. And he'd been wanting to, so he did it. You know, and we don't understand a lot, but you get good teaching here, but a lot of places you don't. You don't get enough to be able to throw your life over to God and trust Him for the imminent. What is that? Absolutely. So you can bet He's healing her. He's waited to do this. He's wanted to. And do you know what else is going to happen with this healing? You know that other strength you've been looking for? You're going to have that too. We come back if he was, you know, was kind enough to invite me 4 or 5 times a year instead of once every 2 or something. I'd tell you what I would see. I'd see the strength in you, and I would see change. The kind that you want to hear me. You have that now. You have it now. You'll see. Not only are you healed, but your body will feel different enough that you'll be able to accomplish some other things you wanted to. Okay, you're healed. I see about 12 kids that haven't been born yet. So, you know, 12. Did I get you? I better cool it down. I better cool down here. Get back to business. No, he's just going to heal you, so. Okay. Oh, wow. Becky Selima Tuske. Boy, did that grip me. I'll tell you what, it's a good thing you're getting healed. It is. So, Father, I thank you for doing this with all my heart. How can I say thanks? You're so good. You be healed. In Jesus' name. Now lay thee down to sleep. As they jump over, count all the little sheep. You don't get enough at the prayer center, huh? I don't know. Sometimes you get up, he's showing me it on you, and sometimes he's just seeing the picture of it when I look. Well, this one looked like a shoulder. And it was dark. It was dark from here down through the joint. And it was, boy, to me, if I would have guessed the darkness on it, it'd be a dry joint just about. In other words, it's being destroyed. But we can have you swinging on a bar with one arm in no time. And not the kind that have beer on it. We're talking about a monkey bar. One time I went to the jungle and asked for a monkey bar. They brought me a limb. Really looking for a drinking place, you know. Not really, I'm just on a roll. Where's your arm at? Well, it's on your body, of course. But where's the arm person? I think he's just doing this because this has been irritating, like people, things that have been irritating you, because he's not looking for maximum, minimum. He's answering people's hearts and calls. Quien mate escrito. Which one? Does it hurt when you lift it above your head? Okay, then lift it up slowly, and I don't want to hurt you before he gets here. Finger straight. Are you ready? In the shoulder, Father. Whoops. Oh. Hey. No wonder you had curvature and everything. Hold on there, arm. Don't get carried away. And she's, what? Hey, you mind being a little taller? Because you are. You're about a fourth of an inch taller than you were before. With a good arm. She's well armed. Which one? How long? No good. I didn't like pain when I had it. I had it strong enough, hard enough, long enough to have the compassion that's left over. I just hate to see people hurt. But thank God something can be done about it. Raise those arms. Tell me if I hurt you. Oh, you got that arm right. Look at that finger with that thumb. Hey, leave that thumb home. You ain't going to take that out. Father, in Jesus' name. Whoa, thumb to thumb. Look at that. And that isn't going to go past like the other one. Her left, she's taller now. But he just got your one arm for you. Move that far. Just, did you feel it moving? Remember that kid that come in late? Is he here? And he come in late and he didn't know what was going on quite and he wanted to find out. So we prayed for him. He liked to faint it. Which one? Bad? Does it hurt now? Can you lift it? Did he go to a doctor or anything? Interesting to see what he said. Yeah, it's that arm you swing around on. Now let me show you how much. That thumbnail, and the thumbnail goes with the middle finger. Hi-oh, got it, baby. Where are we going to get that? You have that much material? Can you get any? Well, let's come to this. Jesus! Okay, it's time to faint. Well, you know, he's in heaven, but he's here too, you know. It's here now. We can't get over this. Did you damage that or anything? How? I've seen it. Well, you can't just slam your body around in a car and get by with it. Well, I can. You need like a golf game. You need a good drive. Is that about right? This arm, that arm. You ready? I know a name, you know, it's Jesus. Oh, well. What have we got here now? Look at that. well armed now, I can tell you that. The same, this one here hurts. When you lift it, does it hurt? How high can you lift it? That's about it. Without pain. Straight in front of you then. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name. Louder.
No pain.
Scream.
I have no pain. Yes.
Yes, it did. Now when the car, you know, says something to you, tell it to shut up. I made it. You just stay on the road. I'm doing the driving. This one, that one. What is this all right arm stuff? Oh, back. Yes, it is. Good job, women. Good job. See, standing between two women, he couldn't take it. He just... Oh, my gosh. Hurts? Are you ready? Father, in Jesus' name! Oh! Oh! Get her a vacuum cleaner. I can just see that vacuum cleaner when she grabs a hold of it. It goes, it looks up at her and says, "This sucks." Which one? You don't back. This one again. Does it hurt when you raise it? Pops. Oh, we don't like it. You better seal it. Lift him up. We couldn't get that up if we wanted. Look. Oh, well. It's come to this. Father, in Jesus' name. No, it's gone. Walk on one arm. Okay. Oh, this crowd is not very well armed. I mean, this government will fail if there's no left. Jesus! Would you look at that? God, feel of that. Stand on one arm. okay, other person, if you jumped up now, they know you lagged anyway, so you might as well, because you know you're here.
Well, it's not my right arm.
Who said it was? Come on, it's not too late. Do you know they're there? Most definitely. Come hither. You were about to get another arm, I can tell you that. Come on. Thank you. And I don't blame you. Really, I don't. Which one is it? You're right. No, I mean, it's her left. She's right. You ready? Jesus. Oh, yes. I feel the too good, you know. I'm feeling it in her. Part of your call have you answered? Gosh, did you know there's a call on you? Have you answered the trip one yet? Like a mission once or anything like that. There's a whole lot more out there. I mean, that He has for you in this call. You know that? He's calling in help now. In other words, in this prayer, some things are going to change and line you up. Get ready. Just get ready, because there'll be a day, you know, that we can say we heard Him. I heard Him teach, you know, preach. He's looking like there's impossible, then there's the impossible. That's me. That's me. Jesus' name now. In Him. Now. Talk with us. I actually teach today and read a scripture and everything. And it was on what I was teaching on too. And so. And He healed a whole bunch of you. Yet He'll get a bunch tomorrow too. You know that He can do something for you tomorrow that He possibly couldn't did tonight, by just what'll happen to you overnight, just from what you heard, just about His love. Why would He leave you out? The answer is, He won't. I've left myself out, but He hasn't. Now, when this starts to happen, you'll know that when this comes up and all of a sudden you find yourself in that position of being asked. Oh
Homer, I'm going to touch your eyelids, okay? Oh, God, Father, I thank you so much that you healed him. He knows that. I know that. And I want to thank you with all my heart. And I know this is what you're doing. This is in your plans. He knows he's healed in his heart, and that's what you're expediting. He knows. Eyes. You be healed. Now you can't use me to judge with, because I always look good. He grabbed a hold of what you had and he used it. I've been waiting for that. I didn't just want to run over. Oh boy, this is a good one. I thought I was done. Well done. I've seen somebody's stomach not reacting too well to the masses of acids you produce through. I shouldn't say that last part. Through developed worrying. Well, I tried not to. So, he needs to heal your stomach, okay, then you can. But he needs to work on the other two. Got it? After this, you'll be able to go on and just eat an onion this big, chase it with battery acid, and later a glass of lemon juice to wash it down. That's kind of. Sound good?
No.
No. So needs to be healed from this. In Jesus' name, Father. No more acidic burning. Nothing upsets. None. No more. In Jesus' name. We'll sit down to a nice glass of pure lemon juice, don't you? You know, lemon juice straight tastes kind of sweet when you get to pouring it down and it blends in with your taste. It tastes pretty good. Would I lie in church? I keep thinking I'm done. And he says, look up. And there she is. We can't have this anymore. And you know he's going to do more than that. He's going to do more than that. This is going to extend to other parts of your life, you know. There'll be no reflux acid. No more. No more. Father, she'll walk in another degree of freedom in your presence too. Here he is. The devil doesn't like you. I thought I'd tell you that. Jesus' name, you're so healed. Anybody got a glass of lemon juice? Okay, I thought I'd ask. Do you think these people are getting healed? Oh yeah, me too. I do. My goodness. boy, when he's done with this, you'll be able to chase a lemon truck down and eat half the load. I'm a little tired myself. For healing isn't what you see or what the devil's made it. For didn't I say these signs should follow them that believe? This is a thing that's not too hard for you. And it begins when you show the compassion of somebody in pain and you ask them, "Can I pray for you?" I do it with confidence. And throw away that notion that I won't heal a sinner who is having pains. All you need to do is let him know who healed him. So most of you haven't developed in this because you haven't taken that for what I said, saith the Lord. So go ahead. What have you got to lose if it don't happen? You have everything to gain if it does. So be bold. These things belong to you. Woo, that was a good one. That was a good one. Ooh, it's come to this. Brother Roberson, what?
I can't pray in tongues.
That's because you're back there and we're up here.
Is that a gift for me?
It is. Everybody around you probably talks in tongues. It is. You just come on up here and let him fill you. You say, I want to pray in tongues. I want that. Is that for me? Yes. Paul said, Paul, he didn't even walk with the other 12. He came along after. And he had the audacity to say, I thank my God. I speak with tongues more than you all. Yeah. And he was responsible for over half the revelation in the New Testament. Most of them repeated what Jesus said. Then they wrote their own little opinions on it. Not him. Hebrews, Corinthians. He wrote massive masterpieces. Who could you ask what to do if you're a Gentile married to 6 wives and then you got born again? Who's going to tell you which one to keep? Paul. What a gift. What a gift receiving the Holy Spirit. And it's God, the person, a third person of the Godhead, steps down in you and is willing to create the prayer that's designed for you. And all you have to do is open your mouth. Come on! Open it! Open it! Say it! Say it! And you'll be praying directly out of the mind of God concerning you and your circumstances. How easy can he make it? So you're here and you can't speak with tongues. Come up here. He usually doesn't go for somebody if they're not here. I'm watching you. Good. Come. don't make me ask the question. How many in here can't speak with tongues? You probably leave your hand down. So I'm going to ask everybody that can. So you don't want to raise your hand in church and lie. Well, it sounded good when I thought it. If you speak with tongues, raise your hand and wave it. Okay. You that wasn't waving your hand, come on up here. Come on up here. If you really can't speak with tongues, come up here. He doesn't want you to go another day without praying some of His mind for yourself.
Well, I can read Scripture and pray.
Well, yeah, it might. You know, I'm praying for something that is already done, that was done, and it isn't going to happen anymore in my life. But when you pray in the Spirit, it's streamlined for you and your little character, isn't it? So come up here. You're here. I'm not good at begging. Come. Come. Come on, let Him give you His power. Whew. Boy, when that little girl jumped, my heart did too. Come. Oh, yes. No telling what you're going to do. Come up a little bit further so Gronk can get a few people up here. This is so good. You know, it's the beginning of walking in power, you know. He laid these hands on people. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that was day of Pentecost because they got born again at the same time and then filled. We're supposed to be filled right after we're saved. Church messed that up, not Him. But here you are. All of us came in due season. We didn't know. But when we pray, I lay hands on you right here. Because you've asked. I'll just say, receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name and He'll baptize you. Then your mouth, chin, and tongue is going to start quivering because He starts creating that language right here in your spirit. When He does, your mouth starts shaping the very risk He's beginning. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. That's okay. It's okay. She can lay down. Go down there with her. Some down. Get some. Don't let her stop. Stay with her. The tongues were coming out and then she fell down. How old are you? 14? How old are you? I should think you'd run around close to the age. Huh? You wouldn't have a 14-year-old friend probably, but you'd run around. No. Would both of you come up for a minute? I keep thinking I'm done almost. He's got a plan for both of you. Pardon? Are they friends? Okay, good. He's got something for you. I mean, something to do. He wanted you to know that. He wanted me to pray because He's going to start working and that you'll find yourself ushered towards that, not even knowing how. just because you came. You came for a reason. And this is it. You won't have to try to do anything. Just know when unusual things come your way and opportunities and all of this around the gospel, that it's Him intercepting you with it.
Jesus.
Fair? Fair? If you want to do something, see, it's completely different. When we were young and knew what we knew now, we'd have died to jump in then. God, I wished I had all my years back. So this is so good. Thanks for coming. Even if somebody made you. Okay? Okay. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name now. Father, in Jesus' name, release your glory in her. So much ahead, so much in Jesus' name. And you'll look back as things increase in the earth, and you'll be glad for this day. So thank you for coming. Your friend's resting. Anybody else for the Holy Spirit? What time is it, someone? Oh, when God says it's early, or was there somebody back there? No, I would like to be fair. We got a couple of more nights. And these next couple of nights, I want to pray. I want to be sure to pray for everything. We've had so many miracles already. What makes you think that He's not going to do what we ask? If you were healed of anything, wave at us. Oh, windmill, oh, windmill. How graceful art thou turning. Look at this, would you? Look. Don't miss this, Brock. Wave, all healed ones. I was bargaining with him, you know, if we come, do you want us to come back and bring Gary to do the mornings? And he just, he don't, you know, he weighs everything, then he answers. You should have seen him. He weighed himself and threw a sandwich down. I'll pretty go in and out of the room now. Which one is it? Just as sure as He's done things already, He'll step on them up and finish stuff off and heal hurts and even wounds. And you know, a wound can't stay a wound if it's not at the heart. A wound's always healing the flesh. You know, I got cat, it's a wound, but it gets over. Sometimes those don't. It has two anointings that shows up. The healings is plural. Because He's talking much more than just the physical reversal. That's included in miracles, but so is turning water into wine. So miracles has that class. Healings is flesh too. I meant you're missing a finger and it'll grow back on or appear instantly. It's no harder for Him. Yet also there's an anointing too that unroots things that are trying to grow up next to your new nature. They just don't belong there. He'll smite the root, they'll die. That's another form of healing. You don't have to go back to when you were 2 years old and you stuck yourself with a diaper pin and you've been damaged the rest of your life. You can heal you. Well, you just don't understand.
You just don't understand. I had a mom that was so mean to me. She made me cook.
I gotta go. You know. Yeah. But I do know that things will leave. I was screamed at, beat, just because I got a foot muddy playing outside. So I don't know any more about him, where he is, where he's buried. But I'm okay. I'm okay. None of that rides me anymore. Free. What did it? Tell me. You know, problem with that word, if you get to saying it too much, you'll sound like, oh, love. You get the V, it gets caught in your mouth. Love. Love. That sounds awful.
Love.
Love. It is. Paul says, I am convinced that neither life nor death, things to come, the present, past, can separate me. Go ahead, do your best. Cannot separate me, he said, from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's a major, major sustaining power. Find it. Know it. You know how good it is when the devil's under full attack and you can say, I know you love me, Father. I know. And I'm out of this. I'm getting out of this. I'm not staying here. You love me, and in that you made a place for me to walk. That's where I'm going to walk. I'm not going to be tortured, scared, running over devils that you've already defeated. You don't have to. Okay. Nobody else to be filled. So if he wasn't filled, you might not be saved. But if he didn't come up to get filled, you probably wouldn't come up to get saved. Anybody here not saved? What do you mean? And you have not been born again. You don't have a new nature like your other one. Ugly, mean, greedy, sniveling. Anybody here don't know that you've been born again? Come up here. Well, how many times can we? Again? Born again. Get it? He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, don't where it comes, where it goes, so is everybody's born of the Spirit. Got that? Yeah. They asked him, what do you mean born again? That's what he told them, so you must get it. We'll teach on it sometime. I got to stop. I'm enjoying this too much. It's been my pleasure serving you from his table. You have incredible pastors.